Hi there! Welcome to Daily Manna. Just as our body is in need of material food, so was our soul is in need of the Word of the Lord. I was once observing some behavior of children whenever they are in a well-lighted area or well-lighted room, in contrast to their behavior when there is darkness in their surrounding. When they are in the light, they play freely. They run around, they laugh at each other, they enjoy so much. But when there is total darkness, usually they become so careful in their movement, and some of them would manifest fear. Some of them would not even move and just sit down. Well, the behavior may change depending on whether the surrounding is well lighted or it's in total darkness. In that same sense, the behavior of every person who was once in darkness and transferred into the light must also change. If the person before was in darkness and that person did some things that are according to the characteristics of those individuals who are in darkness, by the time we are transferred into the light, there must be some changes as well. That is the concern of the author of the book of 1 John chapter 2 verses 9 to 11, where it says here, "The one who says he is in the light and yet hates his brother is in the darkness until now. The one who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him. But the one who hates his brother is in the darkness and walks in the darkness and does not know where he is going, because the darkness has blinded his eyes." Now, if you think about these statements, the most common statement or word that is repeated here is the word darkness. It is repeated more often than the word light. And it shows to us that the person who is in darkness is showing such a kind of a behavior. And as far as the text is concerned, the behavior that is related to darkness is hatred or hate. And then the behavior that is associated with being in the light is love. So darkness versus light, hatred or hate versus love. And it is clear in the text that whenever a person claims to be in the light and yet there is hate in his heart and mind, then there is a huge question about that such a claim. Why? Because the one who is in darkness would continue to keep that kind of characteristic in his heart and mind. I look at the grammatical feature of the word abide in verse 10, where it says, "The one who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him." The word abides is actually an action that is done in relation to the state of the person, the spiritual state of a person. The person who is in the light abides in the light. Meaning to say, if there is a moment in a believer's life that there is something that triggers him to hate someone, something, or some occasion, that person shall manage what he or she feels. That person, the believer, shall manage what he or she thinks. It is unavoidable that sometimes something will cause us to feel hate. But as believers, that feeling of hate is an inappropriate behavior or characteristic. So if it so happened that something triggers us to feel that, we must learn to manage our emotions, our thoughts, that we may abide in the light. Because if we keep it that way, if there is hate and we tolerate it, then that's something that is inconsistent of our state of being in the light. Well, I know as long as we are alive, as long as you and I are breathing, time and time again would come that there is something that would trigger us to hate. But hate is an inappropriate behavior for those who are in the light already. Thus, Thus, manage yourself. Manage yourself, manage your emotions, manage your thoughts, that you may abide in the light. Because darkness would be characterized by hate, but the light is characterized by love. Hate less, love more. If I may summarize the lesson for today, I think I shall say it that way. Hate less, love more. Or if I push it further, hate no more and love more and more. I am praying that as Christians, as followers of Jesus, we will manifest love in our lives and we will hate no more. So we bow down our heads for prayer. Lord, you are love. And you mentioned even in the Gospels that the world will know that we are your disciples if we love each other. Love truly is an essential characteristic, a manifestation of your presence in our lives. Us being in the light would be manifested more if we know how to love other people around us. Thank you, and may we find joy in loving. Loving Jesus, loving others, and even loving ourselves. And I pray that you will find us faithfully abiding in your will, because we are now in the light. We entrust to you all that we are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you.